Residents of Vallejo converged on the gymnasium at the Vallejo Adult School earlier this month to do something they've never done before: vote on how to spend a small chunk of the city's budget, about $3 million. Volunteer Jimmy Genn welcomed entering voters.
Hi, good morning. Are you acquainted with the 33 projects that are being proposed?
Some voters stood in front of giant panels displaying the proposed projects, from street repair to parks and recreation improvements. Others, like Monica Tipton, walked straight to the voting booth. Since last September, she had been attending the General Assemblies. Then she volunteered as a budget delegate.
Because I learned that all those people that I was saying, oh my God, they make such stupid decisions, why don't they do this, this, and this? I know now why they do this, this, and this. It's a tough process.
Nearly 4,000 Vallejo residents voted. The projects await final approval from the city council. Tipton trusts that the turnout will convince council members to support the projects.
They will be approved. I have confidence of that.
Participatory budgeting is a new twist on an old theme that dates back to New England town meetings. The model Vallejo adopted was developed in Brazil in the 1980s. It's been picked up in places like Chicago, New York, and San Francisco. Professor Larry Rosenthal from UC Berkeley School of Public Policy says people have been thinking about direct democracy for years.
What differs here is that a city like Vallejo or wards in Chicago have actual resources, and the person who was in control of those resources, or the agency, makes a decision that they no longer wish to exercise discretion in the first instance about how that money gets spent, and instead, they want the community to decide.
In San Jose, a city councilman is now pushing for his city to try it. In Oakland, community activists are taking different approaches. The Community Democracy Project is an all-volunteer group.
I'm gonna write the agenda up.
Co-founder Sonia Rifkin says she wants to give residents power to decide the entire city budget.
Will it take a concerted effort? Yes. Will it take time to work, to get into the groove of it? Yes. Will we learn a lot along the way? Yes. But is it worth it? I think so.
Rifkin's group hopes to put an initiative on an Oakland ballot next year. But how do we get voters to make good decisions? They need information. Adam Stiles from Open Budget Oakland is creating online tools to help people make sense of city spending. He calls it civic hacking.
What we're trying to do is create a platform where people can easily understand the budget, and then based on what they see, have a more informed discussion about it, and then find out how to get more involved and participate in the budget process.
Most cities actually have a public process right now. For example, Oakland organizes town hall meetings for people to weigh in on the budget. Mary Forte attended one. She found it really confusing.
It just seems like there's always questions. I heard tonight something about there's a surplus. It's a lot of numbers that I think is complex for people to understand. Really complex.
Some of these grassroots efforts can make things clearer for voters like Forte and could involve more people in budget decisions. But the more participatory the process, the more unwieldy it can become, says Professor Rosenthal.
These things are extraordinarily difficult to administer in total budget settings. We would be looking at a substantial investment of time and effort.
Supporters of these models know that participatory budgeting is a lot of work, but they believe that it's the residents who know best what their city needs. For KQED News, I'm Lauren Benishu.